This is Punkin' Oi Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in. I am behind. It was just a busy weekend. I intended to do 3 episodes here of the new stuff for April, so I'm glad I got part 1 out on Friday. Hopefully you had a chance to check that out, maybe even on Bandcamp Friday, support a band or two. We're here on part 2. Like I said, I had the intentions on doing 3. Well, my pal Rude Boy Groot sent me a whole bunch of shit, and it's all really good, so I had to include it. And so I took a minute shuffling some stuff around, also, you know, on top of the busy weekend, but then reposition all this, and it's actually going to be 4 parts now. So, you know, they're in more bite-size bites. Anyway, a little bit easier, I guess, and I'll give you something to listen to throughout the week, but a lot of really cool stuff. April, man, super packed, and so many really great suggestions and sent across some albums that I really enjoyed, bands I hadn't even heard of for some of them, and some of their albums I really enjoyed. I wish I would have had them. I would have supported them on Bandcamp Friday, but instead, today, Sunday, I supported some of those bands, so hopefully they're not thinking, God, why didn't they do it on Friday? Well, I didn't know about your thing on Friday. But hopefully the support is welcome. Nonetheless, we're going to get into this episode, part 2. I'm going to try to plow through these to knock them all out, hopefully today, Sunday. Might only be 2, though. We're going to go with the Kilograms first. They're out of Boston. Won't be the only band from Boston we do on these 3. Even on this one here towards the end, we'll be doing another band from Boston. But I think we have Boston yet. Yeah, Boston as well on part 4 at the end of it. So some cool stuff coming out of Boston, including the Kilograms. This release, Beliefs and Thieves, came out April 4th on Rad Girlfriend Records. Every Street with Drop That Guff. I played both those tracks because those were released like as a 2-track single leading up to this full-length release, Beliefs and Thieves. So this time around, we'll definitely play something different. The Kilograms on Facebook and at The Kilograms over on Instagram. This time around, let's go with the track Lorelei. Here we go, The Kilograms, which also, who's this feature? Sammy K and Joe Gittleman. Let's go.
Yeah.
definitely reminiscent of those Mighty Mighty Boss Stones days. Next up, let's go with the band Los Fastidios. They're from Verona in Italy. I got to see them at Crash Fest a couple years ago. They were fantastic, by the way. On April 7th, they dropped Love Steady, a full length. A lot of really cool tracks on that one. Find them at Los Fastidios on Facebook, Los Fastidios underscore official on Instagram. I decided to go with the track True Rebel, but so many really good ones on that release as well. So two great albums to kick this show off with. You're going to want to go check out more if you're digging these sounds. Here's True Rebel, Los Fastidios.
Rebel in the streets, rebel on the terroir seas, singing loud and proud, revolutionary songs. Rebel in the streets, rebel on the terroir seas, come on, come on. Revolta e solidarity, rebel in the streets, rebel on the terroir seas, singing loud and proud, revolutionary songs. Rebel in the streets, rebel on the terroir seas, come on, come on. Revolta e solidarity, lo 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 lo. Singing loud and proud, revolutionary songs. Rebel in the streets, rebel on the terraces. Come on, come on, revolt and solidarity. Lo 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 lo. True rebel, true rebel. Lo 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 lo. True rebel, true rebel.
Such a great release. That track's fantastic. Probably my favorite, but there were a couple others that I would have to spend more time listening to really decide. Anyway, next up, we're heading to New Jersey. We went from Boston to Verona, now to New Jersey. And it isn't the only band on this episode from New Jersey. We'll be getting to more later. But this band, The Ratchets, have been putting their more recent releases out on Pirates Press. Got an email from Jay on April 11th for this one. So thanks a lot, Jay. Really appreciate you sending this one over. We've got The Ratchets on Instagram at The Ratchets Official. So go check them out on that. It looks like, let's see. I think they have a Facebook page. The Ratchets are on at Ratchets Official. There we go. So Ratchets Official, nice and easy to find on both Instagram and over on Facebook. They put out a single. I think there's two tracks on it. One might have been like a remix or something like that. I don't remember exactly what the other track was. The actual single is Can't Walk Until You Run. We're going to play that. That's what came out on April 11th. So let's get to new stuff from Pirates Press, from The Ratchets. Here goes. We'll be right back. Stuff there from the Ratchets. They've been pumping them out, you know, singles and EPs and stuff like that, I believe. Just seems like every handful of months something else from the Ratchets comes out, which is great. If, you know, bands that you really enjoy are putting out material like that, what a good time, right? And anybody that thinks that, God, there's no good music coming out, I'm doing four episodes just of stuff that I thought was cool from April of 2025. You know what I mean? If the episodes that I do all throughout the year, I think 1 month might have been two, then three. It's usually three. I mean, that's hundreds of episodes, or hundreds of bands, rather, that I'm doing each year with stuff that I'm coming across all the time, and that people like Rude Boy Groot and anybody, all the bands, there's a handful of bands that I'm going to be mentioning as we work our way through here too, including the next band, The Big Scandal. They're out of Miami, Florida. Got an Instagram message from them on the 18th, and I'll definitely be featuring more from them maybe once we get to the ska episode, but definitely a very cool band. I was excited to get to check out their new stuff that came out, obviously, in April. Here we are, April. They put out Allies in Heaven, Comrades in Hell on April 15th. They are at Big Scandal on Instagram, S-K-A-N-D-A-L, Scandal. Of course, they're a ska band. Why wouldn't they spell Scandal that way? And at The Big Scandal over on Instagram. So shout out to them. I'm glad they reached out. Give It Up is the track that we are going to get to on this episode. So here we go, out of Miami, Florida, The Big Scandal. Great stuff. The Big Scandal. Some cool ska coming out in April. I'm forgetting the month. Kilograms, Los Fastidios, The Big Scandal. And we'll see what else may fit that bill. I think that might be it on this episode. But still very cool. Next up, we've got The Slights. Killer band here. Shout out to Katie of Katie Hovland PR for sending over this album, The Slights. This one's gonna hurt. They put out on April 18th. She sent that over to me on April 3rd, so very cool to get to check out. Also included something from The Slights. We played the track Day in the Life on SLC Punkcast episode 412, so closer to that release date, April 17th. So, again, shout out to Katie for sending that over. Definitely want to feature something here because I think it's a really cool album. I think it might have come out on Rad Girlfriend 2. I forget. There's definitely a label. I wish it wasn't drawing a blank on that. But you can definitely find it. Go find them. They're out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. At Slights719 on Facebook and at The Slights Official over on Instagram. Already Gone featuring Gen Pop on that first email that Katie sent over. It actually included the music video because I think this was the first release single from This One's Gonna Hurt. And the track features Gen Pop, and it is hilarious just because it's a fun track. Fun track, funny at the same time, but funny because it was a Lego music video. They used Legos for it, and they did a really good job. So if you like music videos, you definitely should check out the music video for this track, Already Gone, but it's a really great track. And so glad we're going to be playing it here. And here's The Slights.
I got lost in your eyes, I got lost everywhere, but I'm alright.
The Slights, man, that was cool. Go check out the rest of that album. It's a great album. Like I said, the video is awesome, too. And shout out to Katie. Next up, we've got the band Agent 51 out of San Diego, California. On April 18th, they put out a single called Aces and Eights. They formed originally way back in 1995 in Poway, California. They put out a release before this one, which was their first release in 6 years, and it included six bonus tracks from the rest of their catalog. But they've got this single out now, too, that came out on April 18th, at Agent 51 Official on Facebook and Agent 51 Official as well over on Instagram. Let's get to their new single, Aces and Eights.
Aces and Eights, dead man's hand. My chips are down, but I ain't broke yet. Aces and Eights, take your chance. Black never waits, Aces and Eights. Are low and some stacked high. Some friends grow old, some fade away. Aces and eights, life's cruel display. You catch a break, you stake your claim. Bluff or fold, it's all the same. So play it bold, cause life won't last. Here's to the game, so raise your glass.
Agent 51, great stuff, Aces and Eights. Next up, we're playing the band Tally Tunes. Tally Tunes, I think from Brisbane, could be LA. I played a different track. So this brand new one came out April 20th. It's called Brave Mistake. It's a single from Tally Tunes. And I played the other single that came out relatively recently, Living at Full Speed, that was back in February. That was released. We played that, I think, this past week over on SLC Punkcast. We talked a little bit about Jeff, a.k.a. Jeff Tally of Tally Tunes. I think Brisbane, Australia, or somewhere near there, but maybe L.A. There's some references to L.A. too. Either way, you have a good idea. You can go follow Tally Tunes over on Instagram. Got the email from Jeff on April 27th, so thank you, Jeff. He is the lone gunman of Tally Tunes while being bandless. Brave Mistake is a bold punk anthem that celebrates doing things your own way, even if you screw them up. Ain't that the truth? I mean, that's sometimes you screw it up, but sometimes we just got to do it our own way. Anyway, fast-paced, riff-driven, and unapologetically messy. It's perfect for playlists focused on punk, garage rock, alt rock, or DIY Indie Energy. So if any of those fit, well, you know where to put it. And if you want to check it out, well, guess what? You're in the right place. We're going to check it out together right now. Here we go with Tally Toons' Brave Mistake. Up there, Tally Toons. That was a Brave Mistake. Lots of other singles available. Go find them, look them up, Spotify, I believe Apple Music, all of that. You can check out Tally Toons there. Next up, one of the recommendations, the several. There's only three on this episode, but I'll put quite a few of them on the next episode. And when you add them all up, you can see why I had to throw in a second an extra episode. And I was happy to do so. And in case you're counting, I've only ever done three parts for the new songs. This will be the first time having done four. Not trying to make that a regular thing, but I mean, if people are putting out that much music and I just can't get to everything with all the other episodes, I guess that's what it is. We got to check them out. Trash Cat is the next band. They're out of Dublin, Ireland. Shout out again, Rude Boy Groot, for sending this over. This was fantastic. Was not aware of Trash Cat, and I really like it. I didn't see social medias for them. The Trash Cats, I think I found two Trash Cat bands. None of them appear to be this one or from Dublin, so not them. The band originally formed in 2006, though, in London, and they are a punk rock and roll three-piece. They produced the first album, Too Much Ain't Enough, in 2008. Their second album was Living in the City, that came out in 2011. They had various lineup changes there and in between, and now Trash Cat is based out of Dublin, and this is their third album called Gimme Some. It came out on April 21st. Again, I don't know any social medias, but they do have a Bandcamp. You can go follow them on Bandcamp. Go check out their music on Bandcamp. We're going to check out one of those tracks right now called Pills and Whiskey.
Rock and roll, it's son of a bitch. So let's go. So let's go. It's on.
That's some cool punk R&R right there with Trash Cat. Make sure you check them out. Great recommendation from our pal. Next up, Bones 8 Arfa. They're out of Brighton in the UK. They just did a tour over in the UK, and I think they've got a couple festivals still to go between this month and next month. You can go over to their social medias, Bones 8 Arfa on Facebook, and at Bones_8_Arfa, A-T-E 8, not the number 8. That's over on Instagram. Go check them out there. And you can get those details. There's a couple fests over in the UK this month and next that they will be appearing at. If there's a fest you're going to, you should check them out. They are on April 22nd, rather. They released an EP called Just Bananas. I think there's six tracks? There are six tracks on that EP. And the track that we are going to check out together right now is called Don't Leave Me Now. Here it is.
Stay out tonight, baby.
That's off of Just Bananas. Don't Leave Me Now. Their album artwork, especially on that one, very gorillas, if you like gorillas. And I think the artwork is outstanding. Make sure you check out the rest of that EP, five other tracks. Next up, a single that was released by a New Brunswick, New Jersey band. They go by the name of The Bouncing Souls. Yeah, they put out a single called United. Really cool single. They put out a whole bunch of merch and stuff to go with it. They are going to be out on tour. They'll be hitting up Punk Rock Bowling here at the end of the month. I will be there. Let me know if you're going to be there. I will be there, and old Punk Chris is going to be there. I think Eric's going to be making his way down, and I'm sure a ton of other people that we know and talk about and play their music and all of those things, all at Punk Rock Bowling. And Bouncing Souls, the day I get back, the Tuesday after Punk Rock Bowling, they'll be here in Salt Lake with H2O, so I'll be seeing them twice. Which will be fantastic. At Bouncing Souls on Facebook and at Bouncing Souls NJ over on Instagram. That single is United. Let's check it out together. New Bouncing Souls, United. Next up, we got the band Toilet Rats out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. April 25th, they put out their Synth Redux Volume 1. We're going to play a track off there. It's pretty great synth punk stuff. We've got another post-punk track. Space Mouse kind of is. It's on the next one. That's who I was thinking of. Sorry. It'll be on part three. It's there. It's just not on this one. So stay tuned for part three coming up very quickly after part two for sure. I don't know if I'll get to part four today. We'll see. Anyway, Toilet Rats on Instagram. Clap Back is the Redux version that we are going to check out from Toilet Rats. So let's get to it here. They're going to clap back for us. It's Toilet Rats. Clap Back, Synth Redux. Next up, we've got the band Punk Rock Hero. They're from Queens, Long Island area of New York. Find them at punkrock.hero.562 over on Facebook and at Punk Rock Hero Music over on Instagram. April 25th, they put out a new EP called This Life Is Ours. My favorite track on there. On that release, what is there, six? Nope, there's seven tracks, and it is an EP. I mean, one of the tracks, the last one's only 34 seconds. The first one's 43 seconds. It'll all fit on a 7-inch, so I'm going to call it an EP, even though nobody else specifically is, that I see. Anyway, off of This Life Is Ours, my favorite track is My Hate For You. So here we go with some Punk Rock Hero. I thought it would get old. stuff. Man, that was awesome. I really dig that track. It's my favorite on the EP, This Life Is Ours. This EP, My Hate For You, the track. Next up, we're heading to Leipzig in Germany. By the way, I got so much music over the last week. I got a lot on Bandcamp Friday. Hopefully you got something. Support a band or two if you can. I got a bunch of stuff. I don't know about you. I got so much stuff, you know, albums and such, and a lot of times I get a chance to play a track here. I get to listen to them, but maybe or maybe not for you on listening to more. So on PAL Radio, I'm currently doing Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and that is 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. So that would be 11 a.m. on the East Coast. What does that make it? If it's 9 currently, it's like 4 over in the UK, 5 in European time for, you know, most of Europe, PM that is. And so if you stream PAL Radio, you can go to the apps or you can go to slcpunkcast.com. You can stream it straight from there too. It has its own website. The links are in Punkanoi Worldwide's Instagram. Go check all those out. The point is on Mondays, I do New Music Mondays. I do an hour on each of those days. Tomorrow, on Mondays, I'll probably be going about 30 minutes early. I have a friend that I got to do stuff with, for, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to be busy, and it's at 10, so I can't end at 10. I got to end at about 30 minutes early so I can get to his place by 10, which is when I'd normally end. So I'm going to be doing on Mondays 30 minutes earlier, so 8:30 a.m. or East Coast, it'll be 10:30 a.m. and so forth. So I'll be doing that hour. But the whole point of all of that mess is I got so much stuff. The next couple weeks, I'm going to be loading up and just cranking out all kinds of cool new shit because I've got so much from April and including the last week. And I've got a whole bunch from May already. There's been a bunch of great May releases. I know it's already May 4th or only May 4th, but man, Friday had a ton of great stuff, a lot of great releases on that date as well. So I'll be playing a bunch. If you want to tune in there and listen with me for an hour, you can do so. We're going to get back to this band out of Leipzig is Space Mouse. All one word, S-P-A-C-E-M-A-U-S, Space Mouse. They're on Conglomerate Collective, and they put out Zwei, S-W-E-I, S-W-E-I, yeah, that's right, on April 25th. Find them on Instagram at spacemouse.punk, just the way I spelled it previously. And we're going to check out the track, Too Cool to Say Hi. Here goes.
Say hi.
Space Mouse, too cool to say hi. Man, that was awesome. They're out of Leipzig. Next up, we're going to play a band out of London. It's the Woodfield Road All-Stars. There is a... it's listed as like a compilation, Boss Sounds Volume 3. You can go find that over on Original Gravity, based out of London as well, and that's over on Bandcamp. But all the tracks feature Woodfield Road All-Stars, and then a couple of two of those also feature somebody else, Donovan King J. King J, yes, is on one of them. We're going to play the one that features Horseman, so we'll get to that here in just a moment. Again, it's compilation, but it's Woodfield Road All-Stars. I didn't find any social medias for Woodfield Road All-Stars. I don't know too much about them. It was a suggestion from Rude Boy Groot. Really great Boss Sounds, reggae, ska, whatever. It was awesome. There's four tracks. I wanted to throw it on. Probably goes more with episode 4. I don't know, but we threw. I had to quickly try to sort this out, and I don't want to spend too much time trying to reorganize everything. So it's on this one. That release actually came out on April 29th, so like a week ago. Again, Original Gravity Records on Facebook if you want to check them out, or Original Gravity over on Bandcamp. The band, again, actually the track. So again, it is Woodfield Road All-Stars featuring Horseman, and it is Dis Sound Run Town. That's exactly what it is. Feels like I'm saying it wrong, but that's what it is. So here we go. Sounds Volume 3. Like I said, there's four tracks on there, so go check them out. Artwork is cool for that EP as well. So we're going to move on to a split. I'm going to post the album artwork as I do. Typically on splits, they share an album artwork. I don't know what the final album artwork will be. It's basically the same cover for both, but they have the names for Generation Exit and then Mark Lind and The Unloved. That's who the split's going to be. The Split is actually coming on June 6th. It'll be on State Line Records out of Boston, so make sure you check it out there. Right now, they put out one track from each of the bands. It's going to be a split 12-inch. I don't know how many tracks, and maybe four each, if I recall. Maybe I saw four coming from Mark Lind and the Unloved. I don't know exactly how many might be from Generation Exit, but there's one out for each band right now. We'll do some Generation Exit first. Their track is called Stay Alive. It'll be on the Split. They're out of Austin, Texas. It features April from Sniper 66, amongst other bands that's been in, plus features other members of the bands Born to Lose, Riddlin' Kids, and Sniper 66. At Generation Exit on Facebook and at Generation underscore Exit on Instagram. I know they're busy. I know they're active. You should check them out if you get a chance because they're out and about. I actually got to see them in Austin at Kick Butt Coffee about 2 years ago. So that was awesome. If you get a chance, you should check them out too. Let's get to their track, Stay Alive. Here it is.
Well, four was giving in. Well, of inspiration reeks of boredom. Weight of uninspired bins. Wordless paper. Seeks to drown on shore so soon.
World is better off if you just stay long enough to face these days. Stay alive.
For those good times, for those last times, for the ones who leave behind. Stay alive.
And all those blurred lines and all those slurred rhymes, regrets will tell us over time. Chinese violence to play. Cortez plays soundtrack to an early grave. And Chinese moments to assuage. Head for down a thirsty arch now hollowed.
World is better off if you just stay long enough to face these days.
Such a great track. I'm really excited for that split. Two great bands there. The other half of that split, band from Boston, Mark Lind and the Unloved. Again, there's at least four tracks that are going to be on that from Mark Lind and the Unloved. They've got those listed, but the only one available is this one, The Oncoming Storm. Again, these were officially released, both of those on April 29th, but the EP, not the EP, the 12-inch LP won't be available until June 6th. So make sure you look for it on State Line Records. Mark Lind is at Mark Lind Boston on Facebook and at State Line Records over on Instagram. I believe those are correct. We're going to play The Oncoming Storm, and then we got one more band to go. So here's Mark Lind and The Unloved. Coming Storm from Mark Lind and The Unloved. It brings us to the last one. I'm going to get this one done, and hopefully I can get to the next one and get it finished. Let's go with All Crew, a recommendation from Rude Boy Groot. This album, very cool too. Didn't know about it. They are from Spain. Didn't know about the band, and very happy that I do now. I have the album, All I OD. And so both of the album and the track, I'm going to have them translated because according to Google Translate, I think they translate best from Latin, surprisingly. So that's what we're going to go with.
Oli odi.
Which translates into English as I hate all of them. So I assume it's right. That kind of sounds like something a punk band would do. All Crew Punk Rock, and that's A-L-L-C-R-U. All Crew Punk Rock on both Instagram and on Facebook. The track that we're going to get to is...
No ma autoayudis, gurus go home.
So no ma autoayudis, gurus go home. So don't help me, gurus go home. I'm assuming that is all correct. I don't know. That's the best I got. It was released, the album was, on April 30th. There's a lot of really good tracks. I went with this one because, I don't understand the language. Nothing lyrically was speaking to me because I don't know. But audibly... all of them were pretty fantastic, including this one. So this one we're going to do. We're going to wrap this up. All Crew, hope you dig it a lot because I do. We're going to get to the next one. So I'm going to let it carry us out so we can get going on the ones after that. You've heard me enough here. Let's enjoy the rest of this. All Crew.
Cada día no puc estar bé. No pots obligar-me a ser feliç. No te'n fotis el pou. Somriu.
collons. Segueix les indicacions d'un gurú empalagós. Repeteix 30.000 cops i t'has de l'oixó. Tinc dret a estar de mala llet. Cada dia no puc estar bé. No pots obligar-me a ser feliç. El nostre coach especialista en emocions la programarà per ser un cretí.
Competició!